kind of overdid it on the football on Saturday. Oh, too much. Oh, it's the Vocal Minority Podcast.
But surely that's a good thing, though, right, Mark?
You're so well informed now.
Football.
Raise your voice.
How many games is too many?
Ooh. It was a lot.
Football.
I watched four different matches this weekend. Four.
You know what? If I count the Friday,
actually,
too.
So did you. We watched the same four matches.
Stop following me, Kristen.
No.
But anyway,
so I mean, between the three of us, that's less than three each on average. That's not too bad.
Just roll on
so
in there.
I feel educated by symbiosis.
Osmosis. Yeah.
That's just, maybe the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
Yeah, that too. No, you're welcome, Doug. I feel like of all the times where you guys have done the heavy lifting for me, this is.
There we go. Yeah, we're just returning the favor.
Mm.
All right. Well, hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Vocal Minority Podcast. Podcast that has made the big time, my friends. That's right. We've finally been approached by an AI company. So, in fact, Trent Vance, if you're listening, thank you for your email. I'm so glad that you're gainfully employed at Waltoa, where you pay podcasters to license their raw recordings to use it to build the most human conversational voice model in the world. That's amazing. It's not an assistant that reads answers at you. Oh, no. You can genuinely talk to it. That's wonderful. That doesn't make us feel dirty and repulsive at all. So with all disrespect, Trent, fuck off. No, thank you.
Can we at least hear how much it was?
I mean, if we didn't get sucked in by the betting companies, why do you think we're going to get sucked in by this?
I
quite like the idea of some AI chatbot that's talking about like Greek heritage nights or all sorts of like nonsense that we could feed into it.
Yeah, it's what if I wanted to talk to a completely random AI model that just drops that Maxim Ushinov was punching horses in Russia?
Yeah.
look at think of the culture we're spreading. It's so fucking niche. We know which ones they took from us. I feel like we should just have this episode should be nothing but non sequiturs. just
in case.
Yeah,
Ryan Nelson in the fetal position is going to be, it's going to be sort of right there as like the big metaphor this whole AI thing is built on.
Oh no!
It's most lethal. There.
I
left
just
foot
I,
in the game.
I've sent you Trent's offer. The pertinent dollar information of which there isn't one as of yet is in the last paragraph of this very long email.
What?
So there you go. Enjoy.
I mean, I love the fact that's like, tell me roughly how many episodes you've got.
Yep.
We're
the mother load.
Yeah, really, that's true, honestly. We should ask for top dollar.
To be fair, it starts off with hi, the.
I know.
First name, the. Last name, Vocal Minority. Yeah. No. You call me Mr. Vocal Minority.
Mr. The, yeah.
Only my friends can call me the. I mean, the only bright side of doing this is like we would officially profit off of Tony after he if nothing more, think of the amusement that you get to say like, oh, we got paid, sorry bitch, indefinitely his episodes got put in there, especially like there comes a time in every man's life.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, because maybe AI wants to learn Belarusian from the same audio file that I used for Belarusian. The same speech every time, folks. Every there's spoiler time. Alert. It was the same speech from the president that I used.
Oh, so good. Anyway.
Like we had a line to Belarusian media. Come on. We were the Belarusian media.
Exactly, exactly. We were spreading the Belarusian word around the world, in fact. Oh, the good day, the good old days. Anyway, moving on. We're doing a show, allegedly. On this week's show, in fact, we are going to catch up on the weekend that was in the CAMPKL and the NSL. Talk about a new coach. That's right. There's a new coach on the horizon. Discuss the latest FIFA versus UEFA drama. Oh, so funny. Look ahead to some matches this coming weekend and more. Now to this week's panel. Same as every week's panel, but that's all right. Excited about being replaced by AI at some point. Say hello to Duncan Fletcher.
Bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop. Bleep.
That is exactly what Duncan would sound like in it right now.
100%. Wow, it's so lifelike.
Yeah.
You know what? If you wanted to fool us, Duncan, when you connect, make sure your camera's off.
Yes.
You give away the game
every
recording.
Time. It's true. It's true. Uh-huh. Thinks that no AI could make a scarf as beautiful as he could. Say hello to Mark Hankley.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I've definitely got a bunch that could flex that that fact. But also too, where would they come up with such quality cheese puns to put on a potential scarf?
Right.
They're not smart enough.
No, absolutely not.
They just rip them off from us. That's what they're trying to do, isn't it? God damn. They're just going to go through and build a whole bunch of scarves based on the shit we say.
Some of those shitty, and brilliant, a lot of them are brilliant, but some of those shitty ideas, if one of those gets turned into a scarf, we just know that they ripped us off because they couldn't spell it correctly. But it's going to look hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll still want to cut. And then I can prove that you ripped off our show, so fuck you.
As for me, I know that there's no AI that can break into random song fragments quite the way that I do, so I'm good. I am your host, Kristen Knowles, and now to the show. All right, to the CAMPKL, my friends, and what a weekend it was, actually. It was mostly boring, except for Friday night's match, which is the star of the show, the star of the weekend. For the CAMPKL, because fly seagulls fly, my pretties. They beat Hamilton 1-0 in Hamilton.
Okay, you know what? Objection. You said it was exciting.
I was getting to that part's the exciting part. I have to lead. I gotta try and keep them interested before we get into the absolute dullard of a match that was. My goodness.
I mean, I know the bar is so fucking low.
I mean, but there was, you know, like there was Bobby looked angry a few times on the broadcast. They showed him being furious on the bench. This was not a match to write home about by
yeah, I thought Vancouver was supposed to be big high scoring entertainment machine.
That's
what we discussed last week.
I know,
so
but
disappointing.
No.
I wanted that, violence.
That, yeah, I well, I
blood
kept,
pools everywhere.
It kept feeling like violence was about to like break out, and then it didn't. And I was like, but wait, but you hate each other. But wait, why? Oh, fine. Anyway, Seagulls 1-0 on the road over the league leaders. Seagulls seem unstoppable right now. They are in third place. I suppose anything is possible. They could challenge for second.
Is it time to think about upgrading the Seagulls to the Beagles? Yeah,
fly
you've got
Beagles, fly.
Yeah, you've got the Super Eagles, which is like Nigeria. You've got the Eagles, Crystal Palace. Then
yep.
You know, just probably some other eagle-related things. Then, okay, they're at like a sea level, sea eagles. Current form suggests there should be B eagles.
See, the reason I would give you beagles, because I feel like we should maybe try to stay within the avian family, but Snoopy was a beagle, and Snoopy flew as some sort of World War II flying ace whose nickname I no longer remember. I just remember him in the hat and the goggles on top of his dog nose flying, quote unquote. So I can make an argument that this could work.
Yeah, I mean, basically their logo is basically just an updated version of you know, Snoopy flying.
Yeah.
Panel of a cartoon.
I mean, I could be here for that. That could be super fun. Sure. You know what? Next match they win, they're officially the Beagles. How's that?
Okay. Deal.
Deal. But yeah, this was there was more than one check on goals and handballs and things within this match. That really, between this match and one of the matches that we watched on Saturday, really the entertaining part about those checks was the ref trying to get players out of the camera view. Just like, get out of my way, bitches. Move it. This is my camera time, not your camera time. It was very funny. It really was. Because every single time you can just see him like trying to scoop them out of his way. It's not because they're encroaching. No, it was so he had a clear, but again, he wants to present the information in a very, you know, specific and clear way so there's no misinterpretations. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a very media savvy, you know, he recognizes it's the giant audience, no doubt in the millions, like, you know, World Cup fever and everything, is you know, fully all eyes on him, and you know they deserve a you know, a clear view of the referee for that. Absolutely.
Yep. I concur. So then we had on Saturday, we had two matches on Saturday.
Before we get to Saturday, Mark, how was Star Wars night?
Oh, that's right.
Well, the Force was definitely not with me. I will say that the evil flows through the refs, at least according to the supporters.
You're Sith, and you know you are.
That should have been exactly like that. No, so basically, so like at some point in time, you know, when it was quiet, that first 40-ish minutes, where I couldn't tell if anybody was paying attention to the game, or at least everyone, somewhere, not everyone. After the first ref gaffe, I think the second half actually, everybody was right locked in after that. That referee couldn't look sideways without getting yelled at for looking at the wrong shit.
It's true. There was a lot of crowd noise coming through on the broadcast. It was
like if the way that we can galvanize around some of the mediocre football is for the refs to just turn heel. Yes, 100% assholes. You need to be doing this yesterday, okay? If the crowd's not into it, make some shit calls. I am all for some of this kind of shenanigans. You know, you just like, you call a foul in the backfield that just doesn't affect the outcome of the game. Just do it. Just do it. Get the crowd, what the fuck are you doing? And then everybody's in. And that's honestly an emotional reaction that just kind of collectively gets everybody into it. But yeah, they were Darth as fuck. The one of the things that I came up with, which was brilliant. So, Kristen, with all due respect, if I ever become a manager, Duncan, I'm going to hire you as my assistant manager.
Please.
And your only job will be when I tell you or give you the signal, you go and insult the shit out of whatever official can hear you. That's it. Your job is to be a card magnet, okay? You can say whatever the fuck you want. Just go over there. Just go, like, I just kind of give you the nod, and you go, you blind bastard, you just let him fucking have it. And just get, but like, the first one, get the yellow card. Do not go straight red. Just get, just be that pain in the ass, like, oh, you son of a bitch, I'm going to get you. Like, let the refs get mad at you. That's your job. Because that's clearly what fucking Forge has on the bench. One of those motherfuckers' jobs only to beak off at someone. And I'm here for it. That is a good use of money and resources. I love it. But I've seen through it, and now I know there's a job for me in football, not as the manager, but as the guy who yells at the ref.
Yes. Yeah. We can workshop this. We can make it happen.
I think we've got an entire new industry that all of the data metrics and expected goals, they can just go fuck themselves. We got people who insult refs.
Yeah. And we can just like feed our entire podcast history into some kind of AI model. And then
yeah,
give us
totally.
Back,
yeah, that would be great. Insults.
Just then we're just going to have to read them off the phone. And yeah.
Only if they address us by our proper first name. Yeah. So not as much Star Warsy as like they had a couple people dressed up as, you know, Darth Vader and some stormtroopers, and they had some sound effects, which was kind of neat. And they were giving out lightsabers, which I'm 90% certain were just inflatables.
Oh dear.
But I went over to the shade side, so I didn't see enough of the sword fightiness. What a mess of a game. I didn't know what to make of it. And yeah, we predicted blood and violence, goal wise, not actual, you know, broken bones and shit. And it felt like it could have gotten through, but there were too many offsides. Like, guys, you guys are fucking yourself way over. Like, this is unnecessary. Why in the shit is this game 1-0? I'm disappointed in Vancouver.
Well, also, you like shout out to Callum Irving. Like, 7 saves, that's not nothing.
I guess.
Mm.
But, I mean, they put 3 past Ottawa, 5 past Supra. Like, that's recent games. Can we, like, you temper my expectation and then you let me down. I said nice things about
Was it the last time they played Hamilton? It was like a some kind of 5-goal thriller or something.
Yeah, and I fucked off at halftime for safety.
To be fair, the Seagulls are the possessors of the 3rd best defense in the league.
Kristen, there is no way statistics could ever prove
are gonna help you
because I've
not
seen,
even as I'm looking at the
I've goal. Seen a Martin Nash team, and you know I'm a fan of his. He would give some clubs an absolute aneurysm, like just losing their minds. Like,
there's
what
only
do you mean there's no
teams.
Defense? It's like, yeah, but we won 5-3, but you can see it in 3. Yeah, but we scored 5. That I'm for. How in the fuck is this team what 3rd best defense? That's
they're only the 3rd team with a positive goal differential. Only the top 3 teams in the CanPL right now have positive goal differentials.
Okay,
everybody else
I believe that I 100% believe, because Forge is limping their way into first place, and Calgary, though behind, are still kicking the shit out of teams when no one's looking, which is often. So that means someone's got to take all the beatings, and it's 5 out of 8. So, but that was a game.
Anyway, so thank you, Marcus. There were 3 other games on the weekend. There was the Ottawa Halifax match on Saturday afternoon. Ottawa prevailing 2-1. On Sunday, there was the Supra Calgary match, which was a 1-1 draw. I don't know if Supra were saving players for their V Cup match tonight, which honestly would have made sense. Or maybe, no, sorry, it was later on Saturday. Doesn't matter. They played on the weekend. But the other match that we were excited about for this weekend was the anticipated slapfest between the Aquaman and York 6. Now, I will argue, because we watched this.
This was the one we watched.
This was so boring. Like,
how is this game so much more boring with a 1-1 draw?
I know.
I went to, and there was only 1 goal.
I know.
I mean, I know it's possible.
Congratulations, Pacific, for not losing. You know, like that's their big takeaway. They were they were briefly winning. And then threw that all away later on a Luke single of all things. We discovered that Terry Dunfield has a full tattoo sleeve.
Yeah, no, that was no probably idea. The biggest shock.
Yeah,
that
it was really sense. We talked about that probably more than we talked about anything that was happening on the pitch. Also, he got a yellow card very late in the game.
What are his tattoos of?
I honestly didn't pay attention to any detail at all. We were just like, wait,
Main Road. Phil's
got tattoos? Main Road.
You know, because he was Mansion City, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, Man City legend, yes. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm. Now, this match did have like its scrappy moments. There was a fair number of yellows handed out. Pretty equally split between the two teams. And not including the late yellow given to the coach. They just honestly on both sides, everyone just looked frustrated. No one looked happy with anything they were doing. The first goal for Pacific, that was nice. That was a nice sort of celebratory moment. The fans, what were there, looked happy. Shout out to Mike from the Lakeside Boys. Everyone just looked, no one looked happy in this match. And again, why would you? They're both bad teams right now. They're both suffering greatly. Like, they can't figure their shit out in either direction. Both of them should be scoring far more goals than they do. York 6 especially is built to score goals, but so is Pacific. They have some goal scoring power on their squad, and neither team obviously could produce that on Saturday because it was a dull ass match. Where's the overall stats here? Like, and I say that they all took a ton of shots. So 21 shots to 19, Aquaman versus York 6. 5 on target for the Aquaman, 8 on target for York 6. But I don't remember it being that interesting. I don't remember there being that much going on because they were anemic in their attempts for the most part. Yeah.
True.
Congratulations, Pacific, on not losing. There you go. Perhaps this is the sign of a turnaround. I doubt it, but
he's getting them going.
I hope that it is. I really and truly do. I would really love to see you at least fucking get a win. That would be so nice. So nice. All right. NSL time. Speaking of getting a first win.
Oh my God, that's right. There was still more football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we kept watching it.
Oh my God.
I know.
For the record, those of you who might be keeping score at home, we did watch Sporting and Estrella Amadora go to a 2-2 draw.
Oh my God, we did too.
That was the appetizer.
I totally forgot about that one because it was like, oh right, we're a sporting family, so we're sporting.
Mary and I are a sporting family,
and then we were confused by the kids.
We were low-key cheering for Estrella Amadora because they're the small team, and exactly. They came back down 2-0 to get a draw.
Yeah.
That was the best game we saw all weekend.
I mean, we got to see, okay, now.
Not even close,
Chris. The Calgary-Vancouver match.
Nope, not even close. But anyway.
But they won.
Yeah. Yeah. They somehow won.
Craziness.
Come on, 3-2. There was a red card,
which helped them get the third goal. Yeah.
Mark Hinkley refuses to be impressed by anything football related over the course of 2 days.
It was exhausted by that point. You have to remember, we saw three hours of football, and then watched another hour and a half of football.
All right.
Which, under most circumstances, is delightful and possibly one of the best weekends ever. But two of those goals came after the red card, Calgary wasn't doing shit.
It still counts.
It still counts, but they weren't doing shit.
Come on, Calgary's been so bad this season. You would not be amiss in thinking that Vancouver was still going to beat their asses. And they didn't. They couldn't take it. They couldn't hold off the worst team in the league that leaks goals. Like,
I mean, to be fair, yeah, I did. And second of all, I mean, that minus 30 goal difference at the start of the game, like point to the part where your optimism actually existed, Kristen, because statistically speaking, even with 10 players, I don't know if Calgary could have beaten anyone still, but you know,
but they did
the miracle in Burnaby, you know, like, for sure.
Yep. But like, again, yeah, the two most porous defenses in the NSL, you know, Vancouver let in 37 goals on the season, Calgary 41. Just Calgary can't score any goals, and Vancouver is no longer able to match their firepower to their porous defense. So hence why the two of them continue to languish near the out of the top four. But anyway, I was just happy for Calgary. It's one of the few times I will ever say that, but I really dislike, I just don't like how shitty they've been. So I want them to have something.
Yeah, good for them. But generally, you know, fuck Calgary and everything to do with all of their teams. Don't have everything to do with Calgary. If Alberta separates, what does that do to the Canadian Premier League? I mean, the Northern Super League would be fine. That's not a Canadian league. It's just Northern. Alberta's still in the North.
It's just North.
But good point.
But the Canadian Premier League, if Calgary's out,
Does Calgary just barnstorm throughout the fucking province and just we're the best. We just beat the shit out of Fort McMurray. Bam, 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 bam. Like, yeah, you know, you guys are awesome. That's a good geopolitical frightening point in reality we may have to address in the future. Even though I think it's legally impossible, it's still like crazy. I mean, that's one way to get rid of Calgary, though. Like, I mean, enjoy your horsey farm or whatever the fuck you play. Like, go nuts.
Elsewhere in the NSL, on Friday night, Halifax surprised the Roses with a 1-0 win on the road in Laval. And then I wish I watched this. I wish I was able to watch this match on Sunday, because 2-2 between Ottawa and Toronto, two red cards. Shalina Zdorsky got a goal on the red card. Looks like there was a fight because the red cards were like given at the same time. I don't even know. It sounds like it was a hot mess. Anyway. Oh yeah, shown straight red cards following an altercation. Dun dun dun. I have no idea. And then, yeah, there was a penalty in the box, and go on, Shalina Zdorsky. Anyway, so two of the top teams didn't really move very much, but it just sounds like it would have been entertaining. But Ottawa still retains top spot in the league, 33 points. Montreal in second at 27. Toronto nipping at their heels with 25, Halifax 21, Vancouver 16, and Calgary 5.
Calgary, how many?
5.
Oof.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Actually, I shouldn't say that. You know what? Pacific probably has less. They do. Actually, I was going to say, never mind. I think even Pacific have more than that. But no, they don't. Of course they don't. They haven't won anything. Pacific have 4 points. 4.
So the altercation, basically there was like a clumsy little challenge where legs got tangled in. And the Ottawa player, as they're trying to get up, like studs up, kicked the one girl in the back of the leg. like not enough to do injury, but still the intent was there. And yep. as that girl was getting up, the other one retaliated with studs into the calf of the other one. So that was it. Like the ref just ran over there, bang, get the fuck out. So
love it. And then I realized I didn't do the standings for the Camp Yell. Kind of, again, not much has changed, but there's a little bit of closeness in a couple of areas. So we still have like a definitive top four and then the next three and then Pacific. So Hamilton with 35 points, Calgary right behind them at 34. And then the Mighty Seagulls in third with 26, Ottawa in fourth with 24. Super in fifth, 18, Halifax, 6th, 17, York, 6th in 7th. That sounds so weird. With 14, and then, yeah, the woeful Aquaman, still winless, with 4 whole points.
Yeah.
Congrats to the men's U20 team qualifying for the 2027 U20 World Cup for the first time since 2007.
Damn. Did they actually qualify for 2007? Because was that when we hosted? is this like some kind of is this some kind of expanded 48 team?
I don't think so, actually.
Excellent. All right, so they got there on
the yes. The result marks Canada's first appearance at the U20 World Cup since 2007, when it qualified automatically as tournament hosts. Congratulations to them. This is happy for them to have this. It's nice to see some progression amongst, you know, one of the youth teams within the program. And Ottawa and Supra were playing their V Cup match earlier. Ottawa had a hill to climb, and although their attempt was valiant, they failed, and Supra advance. Ottawa are out of the V Cup.
Yay, Supra.
I mean, I feel like it's the only thing they're going to get a chance at potentially this year. So why not?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. They're doing
okay in the league. They got to the semifinals of the Cup. That's
solid first season. Yeah.
Pretty good first season.
We'll take it. What we're talking about? Well, we mentioned a new coach in the intro, if you can cast your mind that far back. And indeed, something we talked about a few weeks ago was that the Ottawa Rapid in the NSL, their coach was leaving at the end of the season. Now they have been, you know, tops in the league. They obviously will make it through the playoffs, are being well coached and such. But yes, their coach is moving on. After the season ends in November, after the final. But, you know, Ottawa didn't seem to, you know, again, they've got a coach in place right now. It's not like they're leaving mid-season. However, they have announced their brand new head coach. And I did not expect this, and I think it's kind of cool, quite frankly. Carmelina Moscato, welcome back to Canada. It's going to be the coach through the 2028 season. She'll come on board later this year, you know, for a smooth transition and to get to know the team and stuff. Katrine Pedersen will still, you know, lead the team through the remainder of the season. Always in any potential playoff run. I mean, they're tops in the league. Come on now, NSL article writers. This is kind of a big deal. It seemed for a long time that she was never going to come back to Canadian soccer in any way. Like, it wasn't necessarily that a bridge had been burned, but it sort of felt like it had been singed a bit because she was going everywhere but Canada for quite some time, you know, which is fine. She's gained tons of experience. She's coached, you know, in several different countries now and in different leagues. But she, I forgot that she played in Ottawa. She played for the Women's Fury side. I've forgotten that, actually. Anyway, I think this is a big deal. I think this is a big get for Ottawa. I think it's a good grab for the league. Moscato's, you know, well-known, pretty well-respected name within Canadian soccer, within the women's side and everything. So, yeah. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Hell of a coup.
Mm-hmm. I know I was talking to somebody who was like, oh, I wanted her to be Winnipeg's coach. I was like, I get it, but also, isn't that basically Rob Gale's job? Like, I know he's sporting director, but do you, like, I guess unless he decides like, to
it's Desiree Scott if she wants it, surely.
Does she have her badges?
I have no idea.
Is she from Winnipeg? Question.
Do I have that right? Yes.
She's from Winnipeg, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. But yeah, I have no idea at all, but...
I guess she's got time.
Hmm.
Okay. Anyway, congratulations, Carm. Welcome back. Yes. Anyway, it's a pretty cool thing. Again, NSL website, I think, do better with your news posting. But at least this is on the main news page for the NSL. That's something. The NSL final, speaking of Ottawa, is officially going to be held in Ottawa. So, and since right now the Rapid are, sorry, actually I lied. The news of the coach is only on the Ottawa site. So never mind. NSL news site, do better. But the fact that the final match will be in Ottawa is on the main NSL news site. So that will be November 14th in Ottawa between, I don't know, probably Ottawa and somebody else. We'll find out. But yeah. Congratulations to Ottawa and your terrible, terrible pitch for hosting the final. TD Place's pitch sucks.
Yeah, it does look kind of shit.
It just does. All right. Ah, yes, here we go. All right. UEFA and co, they still mad at FIFA. In fact, they're so mad that they gathered a few of their friends together to release a letter. An open letter to the football family. To the football family.
That's us.
Apparently, because it says, "Dear football family."
Aww.
I know.
Bless.
Yeah.
It feels so included.
Yeah.
Because it is indeed from the AFC, CONCACAF, and UEFA together. It's a joint letter. Well, working together, it's so nice.
Hmm.
Anyway, this is just weirdly, again, we know it's about money and politics, but it doesn't often happen that we see in a larger way that they really dig their heels in and continue to swing for the fences when normally it'd be like, all right, we'll back off now. Okay, cool. You got rid of the stupid thing for now. But I wonder, I'm assuming, and from reading the full letter, I really do think this has to do with that emergency session that Infantino called that had almost nobody at like represent like proper representation. Where was the something in here? They were like, yeah, there was, oh yeah. FIFA's own letter also confirms that only one elected official was present at the leadership meeting in Morocco, that they were supposed to have a full council there. So no FIFA council members or member associations were invited to participate. So they're like, well, can we continue to say, fuck you, Gianni, fuck you. This recent meeting where a select number of members of the FIFA management committee, not the full committee, were summoned abroad rather than the leadership going to Zurich to address the heart of FIFA. Its staff only reinforces these concerns and represents a continuation of the very pattern of conduct that brought us to this moment. It is not the conduct of custodian of the game, but one who believes the game is answerable to him. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, yeah, they're mad that some weight has been thrown behind Infantino in some sort of official announcement saying that, oh no, we so believe in Gianni. And this letter is like, absolutely not us. I think it's hilarious. It's also depressing, but you know, hilarious at the same time.
Yeah, and it's, you know, again, like we talked about last week, it's, you know, blatantly just a power move sort of by UEFA trying to try to protect their turf, whatever it is, and all that sort of thing. It's, you know, it's a dear football family, and they're pretending to, UEFA's got just simply the game's best interests. That's all at heart.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Nonsense. but yeah, you know, still, I'm still, you know, on team fuck Gianni, so yeah, let's keep going.
Yeah, go for it.
It's civil war, this shit. Let's go.
Well, yeah. And then what is also interesting with this, and I remember I did see rumblings about this a few days ago, and now the other article I linked in the show notes about, you know, who was backing Infantino and who wasn't. Mexico were like an outlier country. They're like, oh no, full backing. We love Gianni. We love him. He's a great guy. He's a great guy. So on Monday,
but I mean, you know, Infantino is all about making money by taking the game to America, and that's what Mexico is all about as well, is going to America to make money. So makes sense.
So according to information from Martin del Palacio, the FMF is interested in Infantino remaining in his position because the FIFA president has allegedly promised Mexico the opportunity to leave CONCACAF and join CONMEBOL.
You bastards.
it's the most interesting of bribes. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I love that. According to the report, one of the main reasons Mexico wants to leave CONCACAF for CONMEBOL is the poor relationship between the FMF and the governing body for North Central America and the Caribbean. Mexico's absence from CONCACAF statements and vice versa is said to be no coincidence. Yes, it's all about, you know, the Mexican national team and Liga MX clubs competing in South America, and then the whole Copa Libertadores and everything. Anyway, it's
the Leagues Cup. But
I
the
know
Leagues Cup.
Exactly. Anyways, it's hilarious.
What's hilarious is what kind of a confederation is going to be left with the Caribbean, Central America, and the United States when we fuck off to UEFA.
Via Denmark, that's right, yeah.
I mean, we're going into Eurovision. That's the next national step.
That's true, Mark. That is true.
I'm just thinking big picture, guys. That's it. There's nothing else to it.
I'd kind of prefer Oceania, to be honest. It could be entertaining. Who would want a road trip to go and see a game in Vanuatu, for a World Cup qualifying?
That'd be such a nice trip.
Or wait! I have a new idea. It's even better than Europe, because wasn't Japan and South Korea like, you know, fuck the AFC? We're gonna start if they keep this a shit up. I'm like, opportunity?
Yeah. Just some sort of generic Pacific.
Oh yeah. North Pacific Football Confederation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom. We'll invite Hawaii, and that's it. Not the Hawaii.
Amazing.
Oh, this is God, we're so good at football, guys.
We really are. You know, we We should start our own AI. I don't know.
We've already got AI with us. Unless it's actually Duncan.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
It's not actual Duncan. Damn it.
Damn it.
But he's so convincing. It's such a good...
I was going to say, I thought his camera was on earlier. God damn it. Anyway,
yep, that's him. It's real.
That's
never
totally
mind.
Him. We know it's real. It's fine. I do appreciate... I sort of appreciate the ongoing drama. There continues to be rumblings that UEFA wants to start, you know, its own competition, whatever, you know, like this, its own thing with some of the other confederations. So we shall see. But anyway, regardless, it continues to entertain, and in a really weird way, because All Empires Must Fall. I kind of would love to see it all come crumbling down, just in a completely like fuck all of you rich assholes from every confederation. Do you know what I mean? Like, but then what will happen to football? Oh, they'll figure it out. Anyway, it's fascinating. It's fascinating watching all this nonsense continue. And then go on, Duncan.
No, I'm just like slightly coughing and what have you. Sorry.
Okay, don't die.
I should make use of the mute button, but I had nothing to say.
Yeah, that's fine. Marcus?
Duncan was trying to work the mute button, so I have...
All right.
I instead ended up with the mucus button.
No one likes the mucus button.
It's a good name for an episode, though.
So for some brief moments on the weekend, I think it might have started on Friday into Saturday, Twitter, TFC Live Twitter was like Twitter of old. When we missed out on it because we got told it secondhand, but that was fine. We got to enjoy it by proxy. But people who know...
I saw it at the time. I'm just...
Did you? Okay.
Am I going to get involved? No, but it's just, yeah, this is ridiculous. And I enjoyed some people making fun.
So there was a massive pile-on across multiple social media channels on upon Toronto FC and whoever runs their socials for what is just one of the poorest missteps in some time, actually, by them. And you know, they spend a lot of time doing these bright and shiny all for ones while not telling us anything about how injured teams are doing. If I see one more feature on Richie Larea, like I got an email from Richie Larea, giant air quotes around that.
An email from Richie Larea?
I did not get an email from Richie Larea. I know. I felt very special.
I don't think I did.
Well, sorry, guys.
What's it like to be special, huh?
Yeah.
That's how you
feel. So special.
No, honestly, tell us.
It's like rainbows follow me around. It's so nice. So nice. Doors open. It's beautiful. Anyway, suddenly you're seeing comments about Devin and Devin being taken, and whether Devin had been kidnapped and were being held hostage. Safe return for Devin. Who the fuck is Devin? Well, Devin was the star. It's all now been taken down across every social media channel, including Facebook. That link no longer works. I was sad because it was working for a couple more days. Of this quite obviously fake fan video of this guy Devin, who was talking about what he loves about going to games at BMO Field and why he loves TFC, and he's been a fan for 3 or 4 years now.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that was a great way. That was a great way to start.
And just the energy and the atmosphere and whatever.
Yeah.
That hasn't been a thing for years.
For sometime.
You surely can't possibly be impressed by this right
no,
now.
But what he was impressed by was leaving one of the first matches he went to after they left the match and they were in their car and they were in traffic and they looked over and they saw Insigne at the car, in the car next to them. And so they shared this moment between cars of like, oh my God. And that just cemented his love for the team, was this shared moment with Lorenzo Insigne. I'll take things that never happened for 1,000, Alex. Or I guess maybe Ken, we'll say Ken now since Alex is no longer with us. Ken Jennings is the host. But as I was saying to a friend of the podcast, Martin Bailey, who was giving me the lowdown on this situation, because I was like, please explain what the fuck? Because I couldn't find anything other than this Facebook link because it was already been scrubbed from Instagram. It had already been taken because every single comment under the posts were all negative. Like everyone just calling it out for being fake. And I just said, so basically they grabbed an intern and made him do this because that's so what it looked like. And yeah, so now it's gone off of Facebook as well, but it was very funny to read through many of the posts on Twitter about, you know, the Liam Neeson taken speech and then, you know, blink if you're being held hostage, Devin, and Devin's safe return and all this stuff. So it was very TFC Live Twitter of old for a little while there. It was pretty funny. But also, God damn it, you guys, like, team's not so shit that you need to resort to this bullshit. Like, they're not great, but they're like, come on now.
The team's closest to its longest like non-winning streak ever.
That is true.
There's been some pretty bad teams.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah,
it'll be 14 matches on Saturday if they don't win, won't it?
Yeah, I feel like they need to get a bit of a distraction, really.
Well, that did it briefly at least.
Ideally, they'd find a positive one, but.
Like, why didn't they do a big feature on the new midfielder? Like, again, he played well in his first match. He seems interested. Distract them with that, you know? But no, instead, we have fake Devin's fake Toronto FC experience and pseudo meeting between car windows with Lorenzo. Oh, no. So bad. So very, very, very bad. Anyway.
Delightfully so.
Oh yes. Oh, 100%. Just brilliant.
I mean, I really feel like there should, if the fandom were to take this to another rung of absurdity.
Go on.
Missing posters, two sticks, t-shirts.
Well, you know. someone please bring a milk carton. Please.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Please.
No,
oh my God. I have a screenshot of Devin. I can send it to you if you need it for the milk carton.
I mean, what would be awesome is it turns out he's actually legit.
Oh my God.
That would be the twist nobody sees coming.
Oh no. Oh, please don't let it be. That would honestly, that would make me so sad. No.
Well, I mean, at this point, he must know that he's become a TFC social media darling. And...
And it's gone directly into hiding?
Well, no, it's not even gone into hiding. It's like the club just puts you front and center of a camera. You could raise your hand because nobody thinks you're real. all you had to do is like, yeah, hey guys, no, I don't actually work for the club. I work here. Like, you know, that would be the ultimate hilariousness. And then we'd be like, ooh, sorry, dude. We didn't like it just. It looked like an MLSC scam. So we're sorry. Like we did not know. Everybody's just, you know, copping up to it. It's fine. But where the fuck is he? Every day goes on, Devin.
Every day.
I mean, presumably he's going to be at the next home game, given that he's like such a big fan and just like loves the spirit, the atmosphere of the home games and everything. So surely somebody's going to see him then, and then this
bringing
whole thing
out the
can
match ball?
Out. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, if he brings out the match ball, then Okay.
Oh my God, please let him bring out the match ball.
You
or
guys,
like, can he bring out Bitchy? Like,
can Bitchy bring him in? Yeah, we didn't think of that one, did we? But honestly, like, that would be, I just kind of want to see a, oh shit, like that. Like, I want to have that collective oh shit moment. You are real. And let him be
he's a real person, obviously. He wasn't an AI generation, I don't think.
Oh, well, so much AI in this episode. Hey, everybody. It's, yeah, so.
talking of Bitchy, though, what did TFC do with the big Bitchy statue at BMO Field during the World Cup? Because I imagine they didn't keep it there for the World Cup. What did they actually do with that?
Didn't Holland take it home with him on the plane or something? Or is that something else?
Maybe.
Maybe they moved it up to the Beaumont Jeep.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Great. Now they got to pay to bring it back.
Yeah, that's true.
That bird was in the food building. We all know that. Scaring off all the other birds. Either that or they're just disarming it of its laser.
It does look like it's about to take out swaths of the north stand, doesn't it?
There's I'm certain that there's a certain chant will trigger that son of a bitch.
I wonder if it's when Montreal comes to town.
Oh yeah, yeah. Me. Ooh, you know what?
Qu'est-ce que vous chantez? Do we need to bring that back?
Oh yeah, quarter chicken Swiss LA. Yes, we. we have Devin riding the bird with the match ball. And this,
I would pay extra to see that. Yeah, God damn it.
I would definitely be re-upping season's tickets for sure. Instead of the teetering that I'm at now.
That would be too fucking funny. I'm so tempted to try and get down to the match on Saturday now.
Right?
No.
There's a rumor that.
I heard a rumor. Sorry. Yes?
Bananarama.
Thank you.
I had the best of cassette.
Only people I know that would get that pull. That's awesome.
Well, as I'm desperately trying to think of another Bananarama song.
Cruel Summer? What is wrong with you?
Thank you, Cruel Summer.
Venus,
god damn it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a rumor it was like the third biggest song. I couldn't think of the
it
other
is two. Exactly.
That's unfortunate.
That's why I was impressed by you getting it. Anyway, continue before I derailed this.
Yeah, well, Robert De Niro was waiting, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a pull. Bananarama fan.
There
up.
You go.
Yeah, both of you. I know. We know. Anyway,
that's good.
Yeah, let's TFC do the right thing. That's all I want. Okay, that's really what this is. This whole bit is about TFC do the right thing. Devin match ball riding brass bitchy.
Riding bitchy, yeah.
And if the lasers could like be triggered by some drum and bass, that would be even fucking greatest moment in football history, in TFC history, and that includes when Vasquez scored the goal with his dick. Like, that's pretty fucking incredible.
I'll be right up there. It's true.
Benny Ball's goal, game winner in that fucking, yeah, no. It's now topped all that. That's fucking crazy. That's the bar we're dealing with. Do the right thing. Devin with the match ball on Brass Bitchy.
Brass Bitchy.
Yeah, I know. That's my mistake. As soon as it came out, the off of my head, like, fuck.
That's all I can hear.
Fuck, I'm so sorry, guys.
Brass Bitchy, Bitchy. Brass Bitchy. Oh, no. Oh, delightful. Delightful, delightful. Well, what's coming up? And what is indeed coming up are a bunch of matches, and we will start with TFC versus the T-Terrorists this Saturday. The return, it's it's only been 2 weeks, but anyways, since they played, it's their first match back at BMO since the World Cup. So I guess the non-triumphant return of TFC to BMO Field against one of the better teams in MLS, but who are honestly pretty bad on the road. There is a small chance for Toronto in this one, because the T-Terrorists, while third in the Eastern Conference, that's right, third, are 1-4-2 on the road. All of their power comes from their home games. Also, they...
How have they played like so few games on the road? Suggests like a lot at home. Were they not like kicked out of Foxy Foxborough for months for the World Cup, like TFC?
That's what
was?
I thought too. Yeah, I don't know actually. Apparently not. It's perplexing, isn't it? Yes. And they've played the same number of matches. Like again, MLS, good job for a mostly balanced schedule. There's a little bit of fluctuation here and there, but for the most part, mostly every team has played 18 matches so far. But yeah, the thing with the T-Terrorists is 28 goals for, 23 goals against.
In how many games?
In 18.
Okay.
So basically when they're at home, they're winning like 1-0 is what I'm seeing here. Because when I pulled up the players to watch list and I was, before I looked at the standings, I was like, wait, I thought the T-Terrors were doing better than this. And I was looking at, you know, who's scoring and stuff. I was like, it doesn't look like, it's not a lot of fucking goals, right? Like it's a number of goal scorers. Like they've really, you know, they've spread it around a fair bit, but they don't have anyone in double digits. And again, for one of the better teams in the league. So again, they've had a hell of a homestand and they're shit on the road. So this is, again, Toronto won't take advantage of this because they're generally incapable of that sort of thing. But who knows? Maybe. If I didn't know Toronto like I know Toronto, I would think, oh, they have an opportunity. But then, of course, you look at Toronto's home record, and it's also Toronto or shit. So, player to watch?
Yeah, they got some kid called Diego something. Diego Fagundes? Fagundes!
Oh my god.
He's back on the wing. That's where he was! Oh my god, I'm so happy! I'm way too happy about this.
He doesn't play much, but
well, not with that potty mouth.
This is a good chance he'll come off the bench.
I'm willing to bet. Yeah. Oh god, and that's where Farrell is too. Oh, he's only played one match. Never mind. Don't care about him anymore.
That's crazy.
I totally forgot.
How did I fucking miss that? I'm disappointed in myself.
Who is the Da guy? Jaden Da.
Da, 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 da. Yao. Oh, Griffin Yao, right? That's the he was with TFC briefly, wasn't he?
I think so, wasn't he? Like for a hot second.
Did we draft him and then get rid of him?
That sounds like the TFC we know and used to love.
Yes.
Good old Matt Polster. Every time I see Matt Polster's name, I'm just like, yeah, he's working for elections blank this month, and that's like if that's not what he does.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to go there and really ask some questions of TFC's defense.
Yeah, he's seriously going to be asking the questions. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Matt Turner.
Why?
Because I will always cherish his contribution to one of the greatest matches I've seen in person. Canada versus the United States in Hamilton in 2022.
Uh-huh. You'd think a guy of his renown would have stopped that first goal, but
Arsenal
apparently not. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. I love it. Yeah, I'm going to keep looking at him because he sucks. I hate him. I'm sure he's lovely, but that's, you know, whatever.
So I did immediately click on Al Langoni because I was like, ooh, alliterative. Let's go for this. So it's Luca Langoni.
Yeah, but I was hoping for Luigi. But,
so yeah, was
Luca,
I. But
Luca's pretty good. So.
But the pronunciation guide, MLS, when you do it, it's Luca Langoni. Like, they really like, here, emphasize this for us. It's like an
and
old
yet
fucking
they can't get
NSL
one for 4PM,
kid.
Huh?
Jesus. Oh my God, the last match Toronto played, I heard like four different pronunciations of his name. I was just gonna throw a thing. Turgeman?
That's his it. Name is Luca.
His name is Luca. Oh my God, stop it. Turgeman. How? Okay, you're making this name very complicated. All right, you can. Very complicated pronunciation. Ceballos. Oh yeah. Is he actually still? This says he's placed for Montreal now, so never mind. Oh yeah, Montreal. Who did Montreal just signed? Somebody.
Ooh, Alexis Sanchez.
Sanchez, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to like, but I was like, wait a second. Montreal did a thing.
What's he been doing for the last 10 years?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Hiding.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm assuming making money in like a lower league or something.
Yeah. I mean, this is not like,
37.
You've signed like Messi or Lewandowski. Well, they're old, but yeah, they were still playing at a very good level right before coming here. And who is this guy
let's
with?
Let's see. Oh, wow. All right. Inter Milan, Marseille, back to Inter Milan, Udinese. Board Sevilla for a bit and now Montreal.
Okay.
Like actually playing and stuff too. It's fucking 37. Holy shit.
That's crazy.
He's gonna be 30, he'll be 38 during the season. Well no, it'll be next season. They make playoffs. Still, that's wild. Alright, well, you know what? This is probably he'll be fine. It's Montreal. He'll dominate. So for them anyway. They'll still suck, but congratulations, Montreal fan. All right.
Who's the that Italian guy that they had up front for a while there? If it's like an old Italian guy.
Piatti?
No. Piatti was actually sort of good and like age appropriate.
Oh, you were talking ineffective. Oh, okay.
Not terribly ineffective. I mean, he was okay, but he's not. It's like, oh, big nerves. Okay, you're nothing special. Some sort of big old Italian guy. Can't remember. Anyway, doesn't
DeBio.
Matter.
Oh,
Marco
maybe.
DeBio. Oh, it could have been DeBio. Yeah. Yeah, that
could
makes
be who
sense,
I'm thinking of.
Actually.
Didier Drogba, not Italian.
No, but another good shout.
I'm Wikipediaing as hard as I can here.
Excellent.
Okay, so what am I? Okay, so we're just because obviously Carlos Gil is like you know their best
DeBio
player.
Is who I'm thinking of.
But it's just once again, it's the pronunciation guide.
Is the pronunciation Marco Donadel?
Oh, right. No, but
oh no,
so
he's a coach. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's
I was
just
part of
it's,
that too.
It's Carless. So he's Carless. So he doesn't have a car.
Oh,
and heel.
That's possible.
So apparently he uses his feet. Like they're just using the pronunciation guide to be like, this is how he gets around. Anyway, he's obviously like he's their best player. He scores the majority of their goals. But, you know, there's a couple other. Again, they spread the goals around as they score them. You know, Toronto hasn't had anyone recently injured. They're probably going to lose. Score predictions for this one, gentlemen.
0-0.
I mean, reasonable.
I mean, that's the dream, isn't it? aiming high here. Yeah, oh, man. It's funny because like that, all that progress that at the beginning of the season that I was had incremental, it just flatlined.
Like I'm feeling saucy though, so I'm saying 2-1 Toronto.
Jesus, you think they could do two?
Whoa. I do. Oh, I know. I don't know who's scoring them, but new guy and George Michael. There we go.
Damn. I'm gonna go one all.
Reasonable.
Yeah,
possible. Mm-hmm.
Both of your predictions are far more plausible than mine, I admit.
Thank you. I worked hard on it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I really thought about that one.
All right. And then for NSL and CanPL, I highlighted a couple matches for both leagues. Calgary, who just won their first match, will be playing the best team in the league in Ottawa.
Sorry, Calgary, to interrupt. Looking for Montreal to the players. I think it was Marco De Bayer I was thinking of. But anyway, going through Montreal Impact Wikipedia page, guess what the name of the trophy awarded to the club's most valuable player every year is called?
Oh, God. What?
It's the Giuseppe Saputo Trophy. It's not Joey Saputo, Giuseppe Saputo.
Oh, I gotta use the full government name. Come on now.
Yes. Delightful.
I hope secretly that they all call it the Joey Cheese Trophy. Do you know what I mean? Like, I hope that's what the players refer to it as. Who got that? You got the Joey Cheese this year, man. Congratulations. You know, like that's what I mm-hmm. hope happens in the locker room. All right. Yes. Yeah, so Calgary, unfortunately, after their triumphant victory over Vancouver on the weekend, you're going up against Ottawa. Good luck. Try not to let in too many. I don't know. You're going to lose. I'm sorry. It's just facts. And if you don't, I will be shocked and I will apologize to you next week. But the important match of this weekend is on Sunday, 3 p.m. at BMO Field, AFC Toronto versus Montreal, because I swear they only play each other at BMO Field. But most importantly is that, dear listeners, you're going to have the VMP at this match, apparently all four of them. I know. We'll believe it when it happens too. But we're going to be in a box. That's right. We got a box for this one. Don't ask us how we did it. We still don't understand how we did it. It doesn't matter. We're going. We'll take pictures. We'll tell you all about it next week.
We sold out to MySpace.
They're coming back.
Yeah, we're using old technologies coming
from. Exactly.
Old technology money wants us. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's right. We picked our top eight and we're bringing them with us.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone brush off their HTML coding skills.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, I know. You're going to design all of our MySpace pages. It'll be easier to add songs now. It won't take 2 days to download.
Possibly.
My wallpaper is going to be sick.
I bet it will be. It better be animated, too.
Oh, yeah. It's going to flash between color combinations and send everyone. Yeah, everyone's going to have a bad time. It's going to be so great. Anyway, we are going to the AFC Toronto Montreal game on Sunday. Your entire VNP family will be there. We're very excited. And I mean, the main question about this is one, is how much obviously are we going to drink and eat? But also, is this the match that Toronto breaks the BMO Field curse?
No.
Tradition.
Tradition.
Hashtag tradition.
Oh no, all I can think of is pudding. Oh, terrible South Park.
As it is tradition.
All right. Do we at least think a draw?
Yeah, absolutely. It's possible.
All right.
Yeah, but do you believe that it could be?
I was just gonna say 2-2 as well, actually. I feel 2-2. Mark.
Awooga.
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 All right. And then in the CanPL, again, we sort of have like the highs and like the potential slaughter, actually more like the pro likely slaughter. So Calgary versus Hamilton should be the match of the week. Top two teams in the league fighting for supremacy. Calgary with a win can take over the top spot, at least temporarily, because I think Hamilton has a game in hand. But that's always a nice little psychological thing, right? However, the Battle of BC, and it shouldn't be much of a battle, the Seagulls versus the Aquaman. How bad do you think it's going to be?
I'm
Like,
going to
I've
use reverse psychology. And I'm going to say it's going to be shit. It's going to be scoreless. And nothing's going to happen. God damn it, fucking Nash. Get your shit together and don't score any goals. Stares into the microphone.
Oh,
Because you let me down
man.
last week. I just wanted goal violence.
I just wanted goal.
I just wanted goal violence. I was ready
I
for
mean,
goal
they're
violence.
playing the Aquaman. This should be their opportunity for goal
This
violence.
should be one-sided goal violence. I was hoping for just outright chaos at last
In
weekend.
Hamilton, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I wanted 5-3, didn't care who won. That's all I wanted, violence. This should be
This could be
a
5-3.
scoreless
I don't know.
match. Dun dun dun.
Now, Terry Dunfield's going to inspire them to glory.
Jesus Christ, he will.
Yes.
You guys, if we win this one, you get to design the sleeve for my other arm.
I've got a spot on my elbow just for you guys.
I
Oh.
gotta say, 1-0 to the Aquaman. Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's yeah, I
Go
approve of this.
on, Duncan.
Stares into the microphone again.
But okay, quickly turning back to the Calgary Hamilton match. So this is in Calgary. Now Hamilton just lost for the first time in a while, like 7 matches or something, to obviously to the Seagulls on Friday. Likelihood that they actually lose 2 matches in a row. Like, serious question.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, Mark's been telling us all year that Hamilton are actually shit,
Yeah,
but they
that
keep
is
winning.
true.
So,
He has been saying
woo.
that an awful lot. That is.
So you know, why not go on a losing streak? You
Like, they are the most uninspiring first place team I can fucking think of.
know?
I'm sure there are others, but my God, it's just I don't anyway. Sorry, I just realized I need to look at the raw at the table again.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you figure that the goal difference is plus 14, and Hamilton's won 11 and lost 2, that means there's only like literally a handful of games where they actually scored more than 2 goals to win the fucking game.
Yes.
That's a lot of 1-0s, 2-1s, too fucking close. So yeah, that's this is what I mean. If anybody who's like listening and like, wow, how could you say that about a first place? The team you support, Mark. Yes, I know what the fuck I'm saying. I'm not
Like,
that I've
I'm
never
not
been that
crazy
blind
for
supporter,
thinking
guys.
2-1 Calgary, am I? I'm not saying I want it.
I
I'm
don't
just
want
saying,
I sure as shit don't want it, but like 3-0
no,
should
but
slap them pretty good, wake them up.
well, that's true too. I think 2 losses in a row should slap them pretty good. But a loss to their biggest rival in Calgary, there is no arguing that Calgary is Hamilton's biggest
And for
rival.
fuck's sakes, Hamilton's going to win this 2-0, aren't they?
Calgary will get a red
Guys,
card.
I'm trying to
I'm
fucking build
pumped.
an argument, and it's so far, I haven't really been that far off. And you guys are going to go into the Horsey Palace and slap them, aren't you? You fuckers are going to do that. Oh, fuck. It's the most interesting game for the wrong reasons,
It
honestly.
really, I know.
It's like it should be Vancouver beating up Victoria, but it's going to be this. Ugh.
Anyway, so if you so for the Seagulls Aquaman match, that's 9 o'clock on Friday night. The Calgary Hamilton match is 5 o'clock on Saturday, and then oh look, it's a rematch between Super and Ottawa. So you know what? At noon on Sunday, I expect Ottawa to beat the shit out of Super in this one, just as revenge. Just purely out of revenge for taking away their V Cup hopes. Because again, Ottawa's, middle of the road this season, right? Anything can happen in the playoffs, except we don't have the repêchage this year, so they're far more boring playoffs. But I'm willing to bet that Ottawa just stomped all over Quebec on Sunday, just out of pure frustration. That's my guess.
I like it.
Awesome. All right. Okay. Well, that, my friends, is our show for this week. Please join us next week when we tell you what it was like to go to a game and watch it in the box.
Ooh.
Woo! We'll tell you all about the champagne and the caviar, which we will not be partaking in because that doesn't happen. But we'll see if any of our either rosy or sad predictions come true, and see what else UEFA releases out into the footballing ether to continue their battle against FIFA, which I'm kind of hoping. I this needs to be like a cage match pretty soon. Who's the president of UEFA?
Platini? Is that
No,
who? No, not anymore.
he got kicked out a while back for various corruption things,
Shocking.
or something scandalous. Good question.
Hold on.
Hang on, I think it was at the bottom of that open letter.
Aleksandar Seferin, Slovenian lawyer and football administrator. Oh wow, he's been in charge for a decade.
No,
Oh,
he
he took
hasn't.
over. He took
Oh,
over from
okay.
Platini in 2016.
Well, there's also
Yeah.
Theodore Theodorus, who's the general secretary. Does that not mean anything? His name
Theodore
sounded familiar, but
Theodorus.
I'm just
I kind
reading
of
further. I'm sorry.
you mean Ted Theodorus?
Or Ted Tedis?
Or Ted.
Why are we just shortening the first name? Let's just do them both.
And together
No.
we are the Wild Stallions.
Thank you.
Amazing. Wow, but for a decade. Yeah, I had no idea either. Platini's been gone for that long. Damn.
Which, is probably a good thing to have the sort of guy at the top be kind of faceless and boring and not a big personality.
At
It's probably
all.
for the best, really.
I literally could not have picked him out in a lineup, so that's worked. Whereas Platini, we all knew who that was, right? So anyway, that's fascinating. All right. Cool. So Seferin versus so Ted versus Gianni. What do we shorten Gianni to? Johnny.
Johnny.
Johnny. Okay. Ted versus Johnny. I like it. Cage match. At SummerSlam 37. I don't know what they're up to these days. Mark,
This
how many
one,
SummerSlams have we had? What are we up to?
they don't number the SummerSlams. It's by the year.
Well, what do they number?
Like it's the they number this they number WrestleManias.
It's since some 26 is what you're saying.
So what WrestleMania number are we at?
Like 44 or something like that.
What did they do for Survivor Series?
Survivor Series. I feel like we're literally stalling this to get it to the 2 hour mark. We don't have.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. I'm so
How about
sorry.
Royal Rumble? What Royal Rumble are we up to?
We're at the Archduke level of the Royal Rumble.
Archduke
Yeah,
level.
that they've got a whole other naming
Ferdinand?
convention. No. LA Knight, everyone, Archduke LA Knight. If you watch, right? Like it's fine.
Oh, shit. All right, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Please join us next week when we talk about all of these things, as previously mentioned. I have been joined by these two delightful gentlemen, to be found out there on the Twitter. It's at Duncan D. Fletcher, Mr. Duncan Fletcher.
Bleep, bleep, bloop, bloop, bleep.
So lifelike.
Official.
On the tweet machine, at Kit Nerd Mark with a K, not a Q, Mr. Mark Hankley.
Thank you to everybody who continues to listen to this podcast. We absolutely appreciate it. If you feel the need, you want to throw a tip in the tip jar, you can find it on vocalminority.ca. Look for the Patreon. We appreciate it all the same. And I hope to not binge as much football this weekend, but there's a lot of violence that it looks like could happen in front of me, and I might be compelled to overdose yet again. And I don't like it. It makes me groggy. You know, there's nothing. You don't want to feel groggy, right? When you're watching violence on TV, but I think that's how it goes down. Back to you.
Thank you. That's for me. You can find me on the internet. Yes, the entire internet at KZ Knowles. I've been your host, Kristen Knowles. And until next week, Canada, get used to it.